Standing in this convention hall 4 years ago, I pledged to seek an honorable end to the war in Vietnam. We have made great progress toward that end. We have brought over 500,000 men home, and more will be coming home. We have ended America's ground combat role. No draftees are being sent to Vietnam. We have reduced our casualties by 98%. We've gone the extra mile. In fact, we've gone tens of thousands of miles trying to seek a negotiated settlement of the war. We have offered a ceasefire, a total withdrawal of all American forces, an exchange of all prisoners of war, internationally supervised free elections with the communists participating in the elections and in the supervisions. There are things, however, that we have not and that we will not offer. We will never abandon our prisoners of war.
Although Nixon felt he was doing well enough on the Vietnam issue, just outside the convention hall, thousands gathered to protest the president, the system, the delegates, and the war. Pacifica reporters Mad Dog Lebowski and Gavin Duffy put together this post-convention show, Bad Moon Over Miami.
Let's go in. Let's block that gate up so nobody can get in that gate.
As you ride into town, Mrs. Nixon, you will see signs all along the way saying you're in Nixon country.
One of the convention delegates has been sprayed with red paint.
There's only one burlesque house, and that's the Gaiety Theater in the whole city of Miami Beach.
And none of the Republicans are coming down here.
That's right.
You have any idea why?
We have the Queen of Burlesque here. This Tempest Storm, if that can bring him in, there's nothing we can do or say anything about it.
We're here to bring God back to America.
How do you want to end the Vietnam War? You think we should just kill him?
See, to kill him or be killed. In war, war is war.
It was nomination night, and Lester Lannan and his orchestra were swinging and swaying to the strains of Happy Days Are Here Again, as the Republican delegates were swooning over the personage of their fearless leader, Richard Nixon, who arrived at the poem Watery-Eyed. Watery-Eyed not so much because he was all choked up with emotion, but because he too was tear-gassed. Yes, happy days were there again, but only inside the convention hall under the glare of the television lights. The scene was much more macabre outside the hall under the glare of the bad moon over Miami.
The convention delegates are coming back again, and there's a police escort here to take them in through the demonstrators. The convention delegates are now making their way through the demonstrators with a police escort.
Think as a planet, not as Americans or Vietnamese.
You know, son, I was walking in the freedom marches back when you were in grammar school, for crying out loud. And don't come in and tell me this racist stuff.
Florida Highway Patrol marching out towards 17th Street. Someone just threw a tear gas canister back at the police, and it exploded in their lap. But the police are retaliating. And we seem to have a pretty sophisticated game of stickball going on. What has happened is demonstrators have been caught at either end of the street. The highway patrol has cut off Washington Street and making it impossible for demonstrators to move down Washington Street towards the convention hall, the front entrances to the convention hall.
You in the purple trousers, I'm about to go first here, over this way.
The presidency of the Nixon administration will last a little less than 2 years. In 1974, Vice President Spiro T. Agnew will resign. On August 8, 1974, Richard Nixon will become the first president to resign his office. He will be succeeded by his chosen successor, Gerald R. Ford, the only man to have ever served as both vice president and as president without having been elected to either office.
Throwing tear gas, and once again, I will retreat to the public parking facility. Police cars are moving in. Highway patrol chasing demonstrators down Washington.